Hi, welcome to Coffee Cults and Empires. I'm your host, the intern, coming to you live from, well, I'm a, well, I got another voicemail. Let's start there.
Hey, so there have been some meetings, the kinds of meetings that you're not invited to, and I am, except now I'm not getting invited either. Something's up, and I don't like it. I can't say for certain, but just keep a close eye on the experiment world, okay?
So, I'm on the floor. I'm in a sleeping bag on the floor, in the lab, in front of the world, and I'm going to sleep here. I figure I can't get along without sleep, and I don't know how long I need to stay here for, but I'm going to sleep here and make sure that no one does anything. But we've still got a story to hear, right? The crew trudges on. I think last time they made it like halfway across Cloyle. Halfway! That's a record. Go team. And then Tagok and Teep came flying in bubbles. That happened. Let's see how they managed to land this one. Sorry. That wasn't great. I'm in a sleeping bag on the lab floor. What do you want from me?
Remembers what happened last time?
There were various hijinks.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't remember at all.
I jumped in the path of incoming. We saw our good friend Tagok coming towards us at the speed of something, super speed.
The speed of Tagok.
Well, Tagok and Teep in bubbles.
Yes, at the speed of bubble travel. And that was funny and great until you indicated that they seemed to be in distress. So now I, with my withered bones and so forth, I'm going to try to save them.
I forget why your bones are withered.
The hot rocks.
Oh.
Is there a cure for that?
Probably stop carrying around hot rocks in your pocket is the cure.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to do that.
A simple but ultimately fruitless solution.
The other things, Georg has a nope prepared.
For a bubble. Yeah, sure do.
I believe last time I described it is they are some combination of bouncing and skidding and rolling along the cobblestones that are at this part of the bridge road. They are coming in pretty fast. Rosafine, you had Helena looking off into the distance to see what it was that Rufert was looking at. Do we roll initiative? Is that...
Yeah, didn't we like joke about it for a minute? We were like, oh.
But yeah, there was definitely some joking about it, and then it came true. I think mostly Rufert was looking down the road in the hopes of seeing Tagok because he knew that they were on the road. The road goes very straight. So he just looked off down the road, hoping to see them. And then they appeared in the sky, a little bit higher than he was expecting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Helena was ducking, and Georg had the nope. Rufert had waited until the last second and then jumped out of the way.
Oh, no, I'm jumping into it.
Oh, you want to throw yourself at it.
Yeah, my only value I have left is that I'm loyal to my friends. It's a pretty new value. Like I've just barely picked it up. I can't
get betrayed so quickly.
So yeah, I'm going to save them. Maybe one of these bubbles will absorb me. Maybe it'll crush me to pulp. We'll see.
I've got a 16 for bubble initiative.
Well, what are you trying to do? And I guess we can figure out if we need to figure out priority.
Well, I mean, I assumed that my held action was going to come into play at some point there. It's really, I can't do other stuff, right? Or can I? Because if I can.
I mean, if you've got other stuff that you want to do, if you'd like to change your mind, I think it's fine.
Nope. Seems like the way to nope.
Are you going to try to nope one or both of them? Or
it's stated that nope can only work. Like, it's a single targeted nope.
That's true.
It's a nope to one person. I mean, if I can nope multiple people.
Nope, 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 nope.
See, I thought so.
Yeah, I'm going to nope that power creep. Guys haven't leveled up yet. If you would like to ask for multi-use nope.
Next level, I'm getting power nope. Nope, everybody. Oh, I would also like to use defensive field as a bonus action, which gives me 6 whole temporary hit points.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. Your nope is melee range, right?
Let me look at it exactly.
Like the whole idea was is that you were gonna like
somebody comes up to me, I say nope,
and they go the other way
and go the other direction. Yeah, 20 feet was the range on it, but that was how far they go, not how far. I have the paper here somewhere.
Okay. And are you trying to stand rigid, like not be moved as part of the nope?
I mean, it'd be nice, but I assume physics is in effect, right? I mean, nope only goes so far, about 20 feet.
Specifically.
See, when two bodies collide and one is noped, the other body is noped in equal but opposite amount.
It's really unfortunate for you that you don't actually have any magic.
It's really unfortunate for you that you believe in it. Because lies are a terrible thing.
This could be the last moment we're all alive together and you're just going to spend it throwing insults.
No, noping insults.
Throwing people as part of an insult.
Yeah. So 20 foot versus my strength. If they fail, they're knocked back and prone. On a success, they succeed the saving throw. It's only 5 feet.
Okay. I think what we'll do here is have you roll a strength check and let me know what that is.
I don't suppose I have advantage on this strength check because I'm so attractive.
I mean, that reasoning is a little suspect.
And I mean by that, well-braced and... ready for anything.
If you can come up with a better justification, I am willing to consider giving you advantage, but I need a situational reason for it.
Yeah, no, I don't get advantage. It's an 11.
Okay, so the two bubbles are flying along. Both Georg and Rufer, can you roll either a dexterity or intelligence, whichever one you want?
Just roll like a check?
With your bonus, yeah.
Okay. I got a 19.
Okay.
With int.
Because this is a contest, got a 23 with dex.
That's very impressive.
I actually could have done okay had I rolled in, but nah, it's not.
Okay, since you both rolled well, I'll say that you worked well together and were able to pick different bubbles to affect. Rufert is throwing himself at Tagok's bubble. And Georg is noping Teep's bubble.
I've got a thing that I'd like to try.
What would you like to do?
I would like to alternate between the bubbles and as quickly as I can, over and over again, cast the cantrip of Druidcraft with the puff of wind effect. And I don't think it will save them or anything, but it might slow them each down.
How strong is the puff of wind?
Unfortunately, it doesn't say, so I think it's your discretion.
Do you not have any stronger?
Nope. Like, I could throw my body in front of them like a couple of idiots.
I mean, they are bubbles. So, like, wind moves bubbles pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
Those are really fast, heavy bubbles. I don't know. You know what? No, it moves them great.
Yeah.
I know a lot of physics and
the fast bubbles hit the slow air and then they slow down, right? That's
I mean, like, it's that or I could throw a javelin and pop them. Like, I'm not working with a lot here.
Okay, so you are gusting them.
Puffing of wind.
Puffing them.
Yes, it says the word puff. So the amount of force and speed that you associate with the word puff, that's
puff,
what...
yeah.
Yeah, there is a different spell called gust of wind, and this is not that.
Okay, and you don't have gust of wind?
I do not have gust of wind. I focused on watery coastal things, and I didn't end up taking a lot of air stuff. I mean, I guess I could finally bust out my spell where I do like a whole line of trees, but I think crashing into that's not going to feel very good.
Depends on the kind of tree. There's some soft trees, right?
Do you have create water or anything like that?
They could splash in a puddle as they go by.
I was going to say like dampen it, but I don't mean get it wet.
I have tidal wave. Ooh. But I don't know if that's really what we're after here.
That'll slow them down. I'm already going to brain damage them by slamming them backwards in the opposite direction.
Actually, I do have create or destroy water. I could make mud. Sure, let's make some mud in their path.
So I don't want to create like a cube of gallons of water because honestly, crashing into water is not the best feeling either. But if they're bouncing against the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know. Could you re-describe the degree to which they are floating versus rolling?
A combination of bouncing and skidding and rolling. They're like probably doing some damage to the cobblestones.
They're damaging the road.
Well, I mean, so you're the DM. If what you're telling me is that you believe that they will slow down faster if I make a bunch of mud than if I puff wind at them, then I will make a bunch of mud.
A thin horizontal sheet of water that they can slowly slow down in.
Yeah. You know how like when you're throwing rocks and it hits water, it goes slower?
No, okay. That's because you hit the top.
Trying to think about how much water it really is. And I think the answer is not a lot.
If amount of water is the issue here, I still like the tidal wave idea. That seems like the correct amount of water to me.
I am not going to hit them with a tidal wave.
Okay.
That plus my puffs of wind will save them.
Yes.
And my nope.
Yep. And your nope.
I would like to cast suggestion at the bubbles.
No.
Cast suggestion and say, please slow down and make it look like my friends are the ones who slowed you down.
So now, no matter what happens, if the rest of us actually manage to stop this thing, Eureka's will know deep in her heart it was her all along.
I don't suppose Smart Jimmy can save them.
Oh, Smart Jimmy, you're our only hope.
I could talk to animals, like just public service announcement to all animals. If it's safe, slow them down.
Oh, that's so nice. It's a nice request instead of sacrifice yourselves to save this.
I feel like it would be a real interesting spell to cast if somebody had like a swarm of insects. Just...
It's a bunch of insects on the ground, right? Can the insects come up and help?
If you can convince them that that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. If you do this, we will reward you.
We have access to so much sugar.
Many of you will die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Okay, so if you want to, you are free to expend a spell slot on suggestion. Trying to cast it on an inanimate object.
No, I'll do the talk to animals instead.
Okay, and you're going to call to local animals?
All animals.
And try to get some aid?
Yes.
Okay.
I really love how everybody's jumping in to help out. This is great, guys. Good show of unity.
So have we saved the day yet?
I think so.
Declare victory.
Yeah.
Okay, so far we have Georg's 11 on nope.
No, the 11 was on initiative.
No, it was an 11 on nope, I think.
It was an initiative roll.
Wasn't it?
Okay. I'll take a 10 plus. I get to add my proficiency bonus for nope, which would be a 13 if we're going just proficiency.
Okay. Oh, we haven't decided even what Roford is going to roll. I think probably a strength check.
Let's see how this goes.
And I'll give you advantage because of your excellent dexterity roll before.
Sure. Take that. So you got a plus 0 on strength. So with advantage, that's an 11. I like brace myself. I fully believe I can get inside one of these bubbles.
Okay.
Oh, your insides will be in the bubble.
Don't worry, Chagok. I'll save you.
And then what do you do physically?
I'll just brace myself, right shoulder forward, head kind of tucked down, arm out. I'm trying to ram it, you know, but it's coming at me, okay. So I don't got to move. I'm there. And that's what I do.
And you got an 11?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Harmony, can you roll a persuasion?
Yes. It's persuasion and not deception because I promised the reward.
It's persuasion at this point, sorry.
Okay, 12.
So we got 12, 11 strength, and a modest bathtub.
Yeah, but I will say that mine just works. I don't have to roll for it.
Yeah. Although I'll tell you what, if you want to, you can pick a scale or a stat and roll with advantage how well you lay out the water situation.
Okay.
Make a wisdom roll, Druid.
Let me think about this. Perception, so that I get a really good look at the land.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's visual perception too. You get like a really good read on the situation just by quickly looking around.
Okay, great. Well, that is a 23.
That's the only good roll this night.
It's a really well-placed bathtub.
Telling you, mine just works.
Okay, so let's see. Rupert, like not even throwing yourself, you are just blocking the way.
Uh-huh. I got a plan after this, by the way. Don't know if I'll be conscious for it, but I think I will be. You guys wait and see what happens next.
Focus, Rupert, focus.
I can see you're struggling there. I got a great next character idea. If you're like, don't hold back, DM. Do what you got to do.
I do have a good character lined up just in case. So if Georg is turned very flat, I will not be disappointed.
I have a lot of friends, so I'm fine.
You're also not in the way.
Yeah, because I'm smart.
You're fine and you're smart.
Okay. Yeah, so it definitely bowls over you. This is kind of similar to falling damage. So let's say 4d6.
Okay.
So you can roll for that yourself.
Oh, that was 4d6, not 46.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that fall has a lot of extra velocity. Almost like you got hit square in the face by a big ass ball.
All right, it's 13 damage for me.
And you are prone. You are like extra prone. Like it rubbed your face in the ground. I guess no, it rubbed the back of your head in the ground. But you did have that good dexterity roll, so I say you didn't knock your head on the cobblestones. So that's good.
While I'm in contact with it, can I cast a spell?
Were you getting ready with that?
Yeah. Well, so my plan was I wanted to get into the bubble, then grab Tidagok and cast Thunderstep and get out.
Oh.
Having failed to get in the bubble, I would still like to cast Thunderstep. It says I can bring an object with me. I'm going to try to bring the bubble.
Okay. And where are you going to go?
300 feet away. I don't know. Somewhere direction.
Okay.
I don't care where. I just need to get this bubble away from it's obviously the problem. I see there's a nice bathtub of water behind me that Tagok can land.
Okay. So it's going at speed. Like, is that going to change through thunderstepping?
DM's call. I don't think the spell tells you how inertia works.
Well, see, the thunder would obviously cancel the inertia because it's super loud and stuff.
So assuming this works, what happens is y'all see Ruford out there being an idiot. This huge bubble comes by, wham! And then there's a much louder bang than you thought there would gonna be, and Ruford and the bubble are gone, and there's just Tagok sailing through the air.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you think you'd take the bubble, but not its...
I don't think I can handle everything. I don't know.
Oh.
Your call how you want to do this, but yeah, that's how I think it's going to go down.
Oh, man. Okay. is Tagok part of the object or not? If that's what you want it to be, I'd say go ahead and just roll d20 straight up and down. If it's above a 10, then what you want to happen happens.
That would be, DM, a natural 20.
Amazing.
Excellent.
So based on the natural 20, can I also look kind of cool when I do it?
Yeah, definitely. You'd look extremely cool.
Okay.
So we'll deal with the Thunderstep portion of it, but you and the bubble teleport down the street a bit, and you have rotated yourself so that the bubble goes up and away, and you let go of it after thunderstepping.
Okay, so I just like blink past it, and I'm like doing a cool pose, and the bubble is like up in the air above me, huge blast of thunder energy, everyone hears. Yes, perfect.
Okay, now everyone who is within close by, which Georg and his Nope are.
Yeah, so within 10 feet, it's 3d10 thunder damage with a con save for half. All right, DC 17, whoever's making the check.
Okay, so that's Georg.
It's going to be 3d10.
Oh.
It's a 14.
Sorry, Georg.
That's good.
18 damage.
Because Nope would have really been a... Sorry, you said 18?
18, yep.
18.
There's a blast of force. I'm so good to my friends. Look how good I am.
Okay. Also, 18 damage to the bubble.
Oh, yeah. Take that, bubble.
Oh, no.
And it's coming from the side, and then you're noping it.
Whoa, wait. Does the bubble break?
Not yet.
Okay.
Let's see. What I will do is... Oh, wow. Okay.
It was nice knowing you guys.
I think it bowls you over still.
That makes sense. So, like, my Nope, I'm trying mostly to reduce the velocity, and I'm counting on my armor to deal with the rest of the damage.
Yeah, I think so. I think you take 2d6 from it bowling you over.
Oh, that's really nice of you. My friend just did 3d10. Also, that 2d6, are you rolling it or am I?
You're rolling it.
I took 3 whole damage.
Nice. Your armor's in there for you.
I'm glad my armor is on my side.
And on your back. It's got your back. It's got your side.
Somebody's looking out for you.
Okay, you get bowled over, but it's not nearly as bad. You are prone, but not mega prone like Rupert was.
Is there any chance I had the presence of mind to take out a pillow or some sort of soft object like my bedroll and put it in front of me to help catch deep?
That was not listed among the things.
Okay, good.
So they bowl you both over, flying.
Whack, bang, woof.
Flying through the very extremely well-placed water. They're slowing down as it looks like they might still be rolling. A little herd of sheep responds to Eureka's call.
The sheep. Okay.
And help it slow down the rest of the way and give them a soft landing.
Oh, that's great.
Now you've just got to explain to the sheep farmer what happened.
Oh, no, they're fine.
Oh, okay, they're fine.
Yeah, the sheep are fine.
Nice. Good sheep.
You specifically said as long as it is not dangerous for you.
Thank you, sheep.
The sheep just kind of slowed it down, yeah.
Wait, this isn't a metaphor for my friends, right?
A little herd of followers.
Only if you make it weird. It's up to you to make it weird if you want to.
As soon as I have the presence of mind, I'm going to look over to see if Eureka's is impressed with the thing that I just did.
I am so impressed. All I can think about was how cool that looked.
Yeah, even I think that looks cool, and my helmet got knocked off, so.
I think also probably you have an extremely intense ringing in your ears.
Yeah, I imagine a concussion isn't unreasonable.
This whole thing started off with me and Georg making a pretty good check to coordinate who's doing what. So the way I imagined in my mind is that I like turned to him and we like locked eyes and nodded. And in my mind, that means he had the same plan as me to cast Thunderstep also. And I'm like, yes, we'll do it at the same time.
You know, obviously, yeah. It's that wink and a nod, yeah. That means, yeah. Cast Thundership and take the person out of the bubble and throw the bubble into the air.
Yeah, yeah, very, very obvious what the plan is next. Yes, we're like so in sync. And so, so Georg correctly was just like, yeah, I'll take this one, you take that one. Or rather, he just saw me going for one of them, was like, okay, I'll go for the other one. And then, yeah, he's like, okay, ready? And then I exploded him.
Yeah, that was actually the worst part of this whole thing, was getting exploded.
And I'm just like, I'm such a good friend.
So the water
just works.
It fell onto the cobblestones, and so there's a big, long mess of water, and the sheep are all muddy. Everybody is muddy. And with the exception of Georg, mostly okay.
Ow.
And I think we are out of, you know, there was no initiative order, but...
I think one of us took the initiative.
Tagak is like, face down in the mud, pulls herself out, slops the mud off of her face. And first thing that she does is go over and check on Teep.
Is Teep like cratered into my armor?
No, you just got bowled over.
Okay, good.
They're like 40 feet down the way. Teep in the ball. Tagak in the mud. Rufert in the mud. Oh, yeah. Also surrounded by sheep.
Does the bubble I teleported up land on anything interesting?
You sent it back down the road, basically. But didn't fire like straight up into the air.
Doesn't land on Georg is the important part.
Does not then land on Georg.
Would be pretty funny if a minute later I just get up, finally manage to stand, and then the ball comes right back down straight on my head.
Such a good friend.
One of us is a good friend, yeah.
All right, well, I run up to Tagak and Teep, and I'm like, did you see that? Rufford looked so cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm more injured than I've ever been, but I feel great. I'm like, yes, this is wonderful. And I stand up and I notice anybody who's injured?
Roll perception against, let's see, what's your charisma modifier, Eurekus?
4.
Okay, roll a perception check against DC of 14.
Fail, I got 11.
Eurekus seems fine. Tagak and Teep seem fine.
I just rolled, even though I didn't need to, and I got a 19.
Yeah, Rufford is mostly paying attention to you, and incidentally, Tagak and Teep, and does not notice that anyone else might be injured.
Don't mind me, I'm fine, you guys.
Excellent. I had forgotten about him, but now I know he's fine too.
Oh, man, you just did too well on your sarcasm roll, Georg.
Ah, yes. The one thing I have a plus 22.
Also, I had forgotten to roll my weirdness roll, but I got a nat 20 on it, so we're set.
We're super not weird.
Yep, yep. That was the least weird thing I've ever done.
I'll say.
So now in my mind, not only... did we lock eyes and make that plan? I think Georg teleported also. Like, that's how we both handled it.
Of course you do.
This is awesome.
Except that Teep is still in the ball, but that probably doesn't factor into your consideration.
Oh, the ball never broke?
No, it did not.
Oh, no.
Tagak runs over there and taps on it and puts her mouth up against it. It's like, babe, are you okay? And Teep rolls over and gives a thumbs up.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's great.
And the bubble, now that it's not moving, shimmers a bit and then dissipates.
Ah, I win.
So Teep falls down into the mud. But Tagak gets her up pretty quickly and is like, ah, so first off, this is super weird that we're running into you.
Literally.
Hi.
Hi, friends.
Yeah, we were getting a little bored traveling along the road, so we figured we'd have some adventure and take this new experimental travel technology. Would not recommend it.
Would Georg know about bubble travel?
I think we decided that your arcana is for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, roll me arcana.
Oh, now I roll a nat 20. 24.
So you know the guy? He came to your coffee stand once and told you in excruciating detail about his extremely excellent new form of travel. He was traveling along the bridge road to find the best place to set up. So you know in detail how it works. Any questions you want to ask me about it, I will answer for you.
Yeah. So I take it momentum canceling isn't really part of the deal.
The people inside are not jostled. There's something inside of it that manages that. They don't get all beat up when they land or anything like that. The interaction of what you have probably pieced together was Thunderstep with the bubbles is not something that he talked about, but you could study more what happened there. I'll leave it up to you whether you think it's interesting.
I mean, I definitely think that part's interesting. The interaction between the bubble and the Thunderstep spell seems like something I might be able to harness in the future. So I'm going to probably interrogate about, I don't know, 12 hit points worth of emotional damage out of Rufert on this. I had 6 temporary hit points. So
okay.
I won't count those. And by emotional damage, I mean just the most intricate questions about what happened at exactly what moment to try to research it. And also, I've already heard about this bubble technology in way too much detail. From that jerk, and I already know it's not safe, so...
It's interesting you know so much about it. Like, I know that you don't exactly have resting friendly face, so I'm just surprised that someone would confide in you that much.
Yeah, it wasn't really a confide, it was more of a forcing of information down my throat, like a bad cup of coffee.
As Georg is interrogating me, of course I'll, you know, answer questions, like I'm happy to talk about myself.
So, Georg, do you want to do this now?
Oh, no, over the next few sessions.
Maybe later in the evening when he's trying to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whenever I'm feeling awake and he's not, or, you know, he's busy and I'm not. I mean, I'm not petty or anything.
Okay, so you have caused some commotion. A shepherd has run up to the sheep and is like, well, that was weird. That being said, didn't you promise a reward, Eurekas?
I did.
So what are you going to reward the sheep with?
I give great hugs.
Are you still wearing the pancake outfit?
Oh, yes, you are.
You know what? I give great hugs and Beeb makes great pancakes.
But no, your outfit is made out of pancake.
Oh, right. I give great hugs, and you can eat some of my outfit.
And sheep like pancakes. I know this for sure.
I mean, who doesn't like maple syrup?
They've probably never had it before, but they know it too.
I might ask for some of your wool in exchange, just so I have something to wear.
No, this is the reward for them helping.
I know. I like to negotiate.
Okay, roll performance.
I rolled a 15.
Okay, the sheep are happy with the hug, but mostly with... eating a lot of your outfit.
How much did the sheep actually help?
they were the final soft pillow that we all landed on.
Sheep.
Yeah, they stopped him at the end.
Good sheep.
I mean that and the gusts, the puffs of wind.
It was all together. It was a group effort.
The puffs of wind were helping too. So if you would like to also eat Eurekas' pancake dress.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
While Eurekas rather is entertaining the sheep, every chance Georg gets, he pulls out a jug and dips a little spoon in there and spreads honey on the outfit wherever he can manage.
Wow.
So Rufford's having a great time watching this. He sees that for a moment, Eurekas seems to be distracted. And since nobody else has any damage right now, I'm going to cast Healing Light on myself to recover my hit points.
Georg just glares.
Get me back. 14 hit points. Perfect. Back up to full, as if it never happened.
Like, you can see the dents in the armor. And, like, I know I'm going to have to pound this out later and just, you know, reapply oil and There's like delicate mechanical workings, intricate coffee tubes that are going to have to be fixed.
DM, may I roll an insight check as Georg is glaring at me?
Sure.
Wonderful. All right, that's a 7. I wink back. We're in sync. We got this. We're both heroes today. Me and my good friend.
Georg could roll an insight check back.
Georg gets a 14.
I'll let you decide how Georg understands the situation.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out that too. So I rolled a second insight check and got a 6. So Georg looks at him and thinks, I think he might be sorry. I don't know. And I just, when I'm done with Eurekus, I just go by with like the spoon of honey and I smack him on the forehead with it.
What a strange culture Georg comes from. This must be how heroes are treated wherever he's from. I've never heard of this before, but like, I'm not going to second guess myself.
Yeah.
I decide it would probably be rude to clean it off though. So, you know, of course my illusion face remains the same, but for the rest of the game, I'm going to have honey now.
And I'm thinking, Rupert looks really cool with that honey on his forehead.
Dried onto Callum's like bangs and face, you know, it's just.
That's an interesting question. So I can't remember. Does Georg know about, Georg knows about Callum?
Yeah, Georg knows.
So nobody's watching closely enough to see that there's no actual honey that got on Rupert, as far as anyone can tell?
No.
Although I have to close one of my eyes sometimes and the like the illusion mask, you know, follows whatever my real face, what Callum's face is doing. So like sometimes I've just sort of like blinking my left eye weirdly. And that's
that's just how it is now.
Until it dries enough that I can, you know. Yeah. I'm making a mental note. I got to get some honey so that next time Georg does something really awesome, I can honey his face. That'll be like a thing we have. I'm so good at relationships.
So the sheep have a good time chowing down on Eurekus's outfit. The sheep herder is weirded out by the whole sheep situation, but eventually the sheep, having been given their reward, wander off to follow the shepherd back into whatever place they came from. I'll say it's from up north where the farmlands are.
I'm sorry, did you just say the sheep came from a farm up north and then went back there?
Yes.
And those sheep are still alive.
The sheep are fine. Okay. You are all in the street there with Pagak and Teep, and there's some people milling around, even though it's, I believe it was nighttime. Yeah. But there are still lights on in the various inns. Some of the people who came out were looking like innkeepers, and a couple of them are staring at you for a little bit. Oh, that seems like quite a fall. You probably need a room for the night.
I like these people.
Does the room include breakfast?
Yeah, we've got food all the time in our place. And then another guy walks up and he's like, we've got double food all the time at our place.
Ooh, double food all the time. That's pretty good. Next time we see B, we should tell him about that.
About double food?
All the time. Yeah, double food all the time.
Yeah, that would really help his business model.
Yeah.
The first one looks at the double food guy and is like, seriously, double food? And he's like, yeah, it's a new thing we're doing.
All in favor of double food?
Aye.
Yeah, I mean, food is good, so double food sounds twice as good.
Yeah.
Probably given to the sheep first.
Okay. Do you guys have this conversation there in front of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
We're transparent. We're honest.
So the first one, she grumbles and wanders back to her and grumble, sheep, muddying weirdos, grumble, grumble.
Also, a noise so loud, it damaged Georg.
That's true. Yeah. Let's see. It's, I mean, it probably didn't blow out the windows or anything like that. Yeah. Those are probably fine. So you head into the double food establishment. There's a main tavern-y area. There's a bar, and then he walks back behind it and says, order anything you'd like, and we'll give it to you double. and also talk to me if you want to get a room for the night, because it seems like you're pretty beat up there.
Yes, room, please. And I order a bunch of food.
Yeah, room and double food.
Wait a minute. This guy keeps charging us double.
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekas.
That she put out for a pack of cigarettes. They'll be back really soon.
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Don as Georg.
I don't suppose I have advantage on this strength check because I'm so attractive.
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles. Desiree Fair as Rosaphine as Helena and Justice.
That plus my puffs of wind will save them.
Silas Silver as Vafras, as Callum as Rufert.
Hold my mead.
Check out his RPG at readysetroll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
You kind of worked in Harmony and picked, I'll say that again so it's not involving Harmony.
Find him at markefair.com. Isaac Pendergrass as the boss.
Keep a close eye on the experiment world, okay?
Follow him on Instagram at Isaac Pendergrass. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern. I'm in a sleeping bag. Check out my Drag King account at woody.banter. Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitzwong. Hear more at kevinvitzwong.bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at carmandaartsthings.com. Sensitivity Consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find more at dominiquedickey.com. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
I'm sleeping on linoleum floors. Don't come after me. So, I'm on the floor. I'm in a sleeping bag. Woohoo! Oh my god, we're almost done. That's crazy.